Hello, hello.
Beginning the IT services of the University of Jyväskylä, introduction to the computer services available at the university. So, giving you few words of advice and information about our computer and IT services. My name is Pekka Kinnunen. I am working at the help desk here at Seminaarinmäki. And I'm telling you about a few important internet links that you will be needing, and something about our user license policy and data security, about printing services here at the university, about email services here at the university, about one mailing list for foreign students, and where you can later find some advice and support. One of the most important links is visible there, and if you do not have time to take a snapshot out of it or write it up, these same slides will be visible later on a website, the same website that was visible there in the beginning of the presentation. So basically, you will be needing a username and a password for Jyväskylä University services. And with this username and password, you can log into most of the web services available for students here at the university. It's a dreadfully long link that I have shortened there. So basically, we have a link shortening service for Jyväskylä University web pages, where the short page begins with r.jyu.fi/, and then the short link is written there so that capital letters and lowercase letters are important to put in the same order, so the capital V and small v do not result in the same page. So if you take that short link up, there are many links that are necessary for students here at the university visible there. And while at the campus, we have a wireless LAN, a Wi-Fi for students called JYU-Student, and some guide and advice how to get there is available, of course, at internet. So /HR XN. Our user accounts are short, usually up to 8 characters. They are generated automatically, and I apologize if our automatic system generates something for you that is rude on your language. It happens. And you will be given these user accounts during your orientation week. If you find out at some point that you should be already using our internet and computer and online services, and you do not yet have the user account, nobody has given it to you, you can visit our help desk, which is here at Seminaarinmäki, Building X, room 125. If you come to take your user account, please take an identity card with you, like passport, driving license, student card, something with a picture and your birth date, please. If you get the user account from somebody else, for example from your department or from your tutor, please take care to sign the upper part of the paper that gives your username and password, and tutors can bring the signatures back to us, or you can yourself bring the signature part to us. They can be either delivered personally or sent over internal mail to service desk X125. And this is a warning. We want your signatures. So if your signature is not with us within 1 month, in 1 month we will be closing down those user accounts that we do not have the signatures. And they can be later opened if you bring the signature So please deliver a signature part of your user account form at some point during this month. Then, when you get the user account, there is an internet link there telling you where you should go and change your password from the one that is in the form into something that you make up yourself. There's been lots of discussion lately what is nowadays a good password. At least it needs to be long enough. Minimum length is 8 characters. We ask you to please make it 10 characters or more. And complicated enough so that there are lowercase letters, uppercase letters, numbers, and also some special characters can be used, like dot, comma, semicolon, and so on. But if you find that some service doesn't accept your password, then you might want to change your password again so that it doesn't contain that special character that you have been using previously. And please do use different passwords in different services. So while you have a password for university services, please do not use the same password in services outside of university, like your personal emails or other online places. And another thing is that even if somebody asks that, please could I log in with your authentication, do not allow anybody else use your username and password, because you are responsible for all the actions taken with your username and password. And here's an example of a long, complicated password containing lowercase, uppercase, numbers, over 10 characters, something that is made out of words that might be easy for you to remember, but not easily guessed. Keep the password or passphrase only in your own mind. Create long enough password or passphrase and keep it only in your own mind, please. Then, we have some information how to keep your thing secure on our IT services guide webpage. There is the short link to our guide page. So after r.jvu.fi/396 and capital W. And we assume that you know the rules of use here at the university, which can be found at the r.jvu.fi/4b6H. If you are bringing your own devices here at the campus, laptops, tablets, smartphones, please take care that you use antivirus programs, firewalls, and anti-spyware programs suitable for your operating system. And of course, as always, be careful when somebody sends you emails, that the links or the attachments in the emails might contain spyware or other nasty code and programs. And on web pages, please check where you are going to not get infected and spreading the viruses and things like this in our network. And for your own good, when you are making something important, like study work, always keep the important files in more than one place. So take backups of your information. Take backup files of your personal devices on external hard drives, cloud services, memory sticks and memory cards, etc. But remember, mechanical things get easily broken, memory sticks and memory cards can easily get lost. So that's why you need to keep the data always in at least two places, that if one place breaks or gets lost or stolen or something, there's still another place where you can copy the data and still be using it without losing it. And while using computers here at the campus, you need to log in with your username and password. And as long as the computer is open with your username and your password, anyone getting on the computer has full access on the resources on your name. So when leaving the computer, please log off from the computer so that the next person
will be using it on their own username and password, not yours. Remember to log off from the computers at the campus. And lately, we have had quite a lot of phishing going around at university. People seem to want to gain access to the university resources. They want to use our mail servers to spam email or maybe spy on what is researched here at the campus. So you probably will see soon emails or other contacts that they will be asking for your username and password, or maybe guiding you to log in on a web page with your university username and password. This is called phishing. They are trying to hoax you to give them your username and password. So sometimes you see a link on a web page or on an email that tells that this is University of Jyväskylä IT Services or something like that. But if you, for example, mouse over that link, you suddenly find out that the link actually does not go anywhere with jyu.fi, but someplace completely else. That is clear sign that it's a hoax trying to get you to log in some piracy system that tries to steal your username and password. And sometimes people are even contacted so that this, for example, called telling that we are from University of Jyväskylä, could you please give us your username and password? We don't do that. If somebody asks your username and password, it's somebody who wants it, but only one who needs it is you, so nobody else needs it. So please do not give your username and password to anyone. We might call you telling that your user account has been hacked and you need to change your password, but we won't be asking what the old ones were. So don't give your username and password over phone or any other way. And then about printing. You probably might be wanting to print something at some point during your studies here. And university print house is managing the printing. There's a web page leading to the university printing website, r.jyu.fi/c-k2. For printing, you need to have a user account here at the university, and your user account needs to have printing quota. So there's money on your account that can be used for printing only, and it cannot be withdrawn for any other purposes. And early next month, we will be giving you your user accounts free printing quota for 100 pages per semester. So if you are here for a full study year, you will be getting 200 pages worth of printing quota. And if you are only autumn semester, then it will be 100 pages. The cost is 7 cents per black and white page. And I think that you should take care that when you are printing, you choose black and white printing, because printing in color costs 5 times more. So it's about 35 cents per colored page. And if you find you are short of your printing quota, you want to print more, but the money is already gone, then you can buy more printing quota online at payments.jyu.fi, or you can visit University Printing House at Syngneuksen katu. And printing quota can also be bought at University Shop Soppi, which is next to Main Library. And you can buy it also from University Main Library and campus libraries at Yliste and Mattilanniemi A building. Then, if you need to find a computer to use here at the campus, the biggest computer classes are found at Mattilanniemi Building D and Agora Building. Both are next to Lake Jyväsjärvi, downhill from here, main campus at Seminaarinmäki. Here at Seminaarinmäki, most computers can be found at main university library. There are computer classes in the first floor and studying halls at the second and third floor. Most of the departments also have a computer class for their students. So ask around where to find a public computer. Many of the computer classrooms are quite taken. They are not free because departments are holding classes there that needs computers, keeping demos there that needs computers. And when there are no classes or demos running, you might be able to use those computers for your exercise work for the university, and just going online to check your social media or playing some games or something like that is not very high on our priorities. So please let those people who have study work to do, do that first before entertaining yourself. And our computers are quite restricted against installing personal software, so please do not install your own programs or change much the computer settings, etc. And while working at the computer class, please be quiet, because other people are usually doing their exercises there. And I hope that we all have some common sense that on that what would be allowed or not. Then this student email. You can take up an email address from Jyväskylä University ending with student.jyu.fi. Advice of that email is found at googletuki.jyu.fi/support in English. Before you can start using Isamail, you need an account for University of Jyväskylä and you need to confirm your email address. Email address is based on your official name record recorded on the study register. You need to confirm for yourself a first name dot initial dot last name on the page salasana.jyu.fi. And here are some examples how the name is formed. If your name is Alex Smith, you need to have an initial even if you don't have a second name. It will become something like alex.a.smith@student.jyu.fi. You can change the middle initial, but there needs to be one. If there's two first names like Anna Maria Berger, then it will be Anna.m.Berger. And if you have three first names, John Alex Mike Brown, then it will be John.a.m.Brown. Unless somebody with the same name has already been here, and then you need to change the initial into something else. And if you have multiple last names, then there will be dashes between the last names. Maria Ruiz Perez will be Ruiz-Perez. And if you have three names, there will be three names with dashes in between them. Isamail can be found at isamail.jyu.fi. And this is one thing that gets people confused. You log in with your username, not with an email address. So only the short username is used when logging into your student email at isamail.jyu.fi. There is a news mailing list for international students called FS-News. To subscribe or unsubscribe to the list, visit this very long email URL here. Better check it out from the recording of this presentation. While you will need to create a password for the list, and that password will be mailed to you every month. So please create a different password, another one different from the one that you use for university services, so that it doesn't show up on your email. And this is a large group, so please do not send any chain letters, appeals, etc. Only significant information for foreign students. Okay, I seem to be running out of time. And there will be recording of, you will be seeing these slides also online on the University Services web page. The one thing that I want to show you as last is that where I'm working, at the IT services, this is a we are a place where we try to help you with the university computers and university services with the university usernames, passwords, etc. If you have trouble with your own computer, unfortunately we cannot help you much with that. We have so limited resources. But we can help you if you have trouble getting online to the JYU student wireless or with the software that you need for your studies that you have bought here from the University of Jyväskylä or is provided by us. We are located at Seminaari Mäki Building X, room 125. We are open from 9 a.m. to 3 a.m. Here is our telephone number if you need to call us, and I'll show you the previous page with the email address. So our email is helpdesk@jyu.fi, and there's on our university computers there's also a support request form. There's a short link for the request form, r.jyu.fi/per. We can help you with your user accounts and with the program licenses provided with university, from university or both from the university. Well, thank you for listening and have a nice day and have a nice semester here at the University of Jyväskylä.